Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in for another time of devotion and prayer. I'm so happy that you guys have joined for another week, and I pray that this time of devotion and prayer on this morning is a blessing to you. So I know that last week we talked briefly about our identity in Christ, and we learned that we are chosen, that we're loved by God, that we're redeemed, that we are overcomers, that we are forgiven, that we are free, that we are set apart, that we are masterpieces, that we have a guaranteed victory, that we are victors through Christ. We learned that we are washed and we have been sanctified and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we've been raised with Christ and seated in heavenly realms, and that we are a child of God. But even though we know that we are a child of God, even though we may know our identity in Christ, the enemy tries to place thoughts and things in our mind and our head to make us think otherwise. And in that moment, you may be so overwhelmed that you forget who you are in Christ and who you belong to, that you are a child of God and who God actually is and how he can show up in the midst of whatever it is that you're facing or that you are going through. So one, this is why it's so important for you to be rooted in God's word. It's also important that you be alert and that you be sober minded, because we know that the enemy, which is the devil, tries to prowl and roam around seeking for somebody that he wants to devour. And this is why it's also important that we are to take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. We have to be able to gain control over the things that we think, whether that be the things that we think about ourselves and the things that we think about our lives as well. So we have to make sure that we are focusing on whose we are and who we are, no matter what difficult challenge we may face or whatever it is that may come across our path, and whatever it is that the enemy tries to throw on our path to get us off course or off the path that God has created and wants us to be on. So when something comes across your path or your mind, and what I want you guys to get in a habit of doing is making sure that you are speaking back with what God's word says about whatever it is that those thoughts are coming into your head, or even if it's not thoughts, if it's truly a situation that you are facing, to be able to truly speak back what God's word says about it. And sometimes you may not even know a verse off the top of your head, and it may require you to get in God's presence. It may require you to get in his word and actually search for a word for what you need in order to fight back with what the enemy is trying to take you out with. So when fear creeps in, you think that you're not physically able to do something, and we already know where fear comes from. We already know that the Bible states that God has not given us the spirit of fear. But what we also know is that Philippians 4:13 states that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So being able to speak that in the midst of whatever it is that you're facing at the moment. And just as we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, we also know that God has created us to be powerful in Christ. And when the enemy wants you to feel as though you can't be protected, that he places fear in you, making you think that hurt, harm, and danger awaits you. He places so much fear in you that you're scared to go places or do anything. And granted, we are in a pandemic and we should be taking, you know, precautions. But even before this pandemic, a lot of times the enemy can place things in your head like, you can't go here because this may happen, or you can't do this because this may happen, or you can't go on this trip, or you can't travel to this country because you might catch this disease. And it can be a whole bunch of things that the enemy may try to place in your mind. Even when I started going on mission trips, you know, people had their thoughts about going to different countries and going to Africa. But I know what God told me to do. And not to say that I'm not worried about, you know, the things that are going on in other countries, but when God tells me to do something,
I know that he's going to make a way for me to get there. He's going to make a way for me to be able to do whatever it is that he's called me to do, and he's going to protect me in the midst of that. So I want you guys to make sure that you are focused on the fact that no matter what is going on around you, no matter what type of fear that the enemy tries to place in your mind and your thoughts and on your path, what you can speak back is Psalm 91. You can speak back that God is your protector. You can speak back that God's angels has charge over you. You can speak back the fact that no matter what goes on around you, it shall not come near you. Another example is when you are stressed and maybe you feel like giving up. Maybe you feel as though you are overwhelmed, that you can't handle the stresses of everyday life and in this world. God's word says that even in hard times that he is with you. Even in hard times that God is with you. Philippians 4:7 promises that God will give us peace, that he will give us peace that surpasses all human understanding. I can't tell you how many situations I've been in where somebody probably would have lost their mind, but I got the peace of God. God will give you peace. He will guard your heart. He will guard your mind through Christ Jesus. But you have to know that. And when the enemy tries to put things on your path that does not align with that, you have to be able to speak that back. And another example is that when you feel as though you have failed, or maybe you feel as though you have made a mistake, maybe you feel as though you may feel as though you've made a mistake or that you're a failure, but what we know is that God states that we aren't a failure. Even last week, we learned that we are overcomers, that we are victors. No matter what mistake I make, one, even if it's a sin, like our sins are covered. And that's not to say that, oh, I can sin because I know it's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. But just knowing that, like, I can't fail. Like, God is on my side. I can't fail. And I think that we have to be mindful of that. And not even just being mindful of it, just being able to remember that in the midst of whatever it is that we are facing. And just as we know that we are all overcomers, we also know that Psalm 129:14 states that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, even if I make a mistake, or I think I've made a mistake or done something, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. When you feel like you'll never have enough, that you always have to work 10 times harder for something. One, I want you guys to be able to recognize that immediately. And one, what I want you guys to do is bind and cast out that poverty mindset, because what that is a spirit that's trying to tell you that you can't be better than what you are. You can't receive better than what you've experienced in the past. Like, this is always what I'm going to have. I'm never going to be able to get further in life. No, that is not what God says. That's not what his word says. And as a child of God, you are blessed. And that's a promise. So when the enemy makes you think that where you are is where you'll always be, know that that is not what God's word states. God has an abundance of blessings waiting for you daily. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to prosper. He knows all of your needs, and he promises that he will supply them all. When you feel as though that you aren't loved, know that you are loved, that God loves you, that God is love. When you feel like you don't have a purpose, that you don't have a point in being here on this earth, God has a plan for you. The fact that he wakes you up every single morning means that he still has a purpose and plan here for you on this earth. He still has a purpose that he wants for you to be able to fulfill. And if you are struggling to find your purpose or to know what God wants you to do here on this earth, or what he's called you to do, what he's woken you up for each and every day. One, we know as believers, we all have one purpose, that is to share the gospel. I do that. God has called me to do that by way of social media. That may not be what God wants you to do or how he wants you to do it, so to speak. But in order for you to be able to know that, you got to get in God's presence. You got to seek God, go to God in prayer, fast. Just as God has answered every other prayer that you have prayed and asked him of things for, he can reveal to you what it is that he has placed you on this earth for. And don't let the enemy make you think otherwise. And when you feel as though everybody is against you, you can know that God is for you. And even James 1:2 states that even though you're going through something that may be so difficult and so hard, God is still working his plan through you. We even know Romans 8:28, like no matter what happens, it's still going to work out for your good. So I just want us to encourage you guys with that on today. No matter what it is that you're facing, whether it's doubt, whether it's fear, if it's something difficult, whether an obstacle or challenge that has come across your path, just being able to find what God's word says about that. So I truly encourage you to do that, and know that the enemy will try to discourage you in that. Something may happen and you may feel as though, I don't have time to search through God's word for this. Well, one, I can make it a little bit easy for you, because you can go to spiritualwarrior.com and you can search a topic, and there are at least 30 scriptures on whatever that topic is. But I truly want you guys to get in a habit of being able to search God's word to find promises and to be able to stand on them. And as you do that, as more things come up, it'll be in your heart. So as soon as something comes up, you can speak God's word over that situation and over that circumstance. So that is our devotion for this morning. We will go before the Lord in prayer. So just asking if you all could join in with me and pray whatever it is that is on your heart. You can speak out in prayer for as well. Any challenges that you may have, something that you are expecting God to do in your life. And also if you have any prayer requests, you can drop them in the comments. I know some people have been sending me messages and emails, which is perfectly fine. But if you want to drop them in the comments, you can do that as well. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, just for so how gracious and good that you have been to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have been coming before you since April, praying and fasting and even during our Monday time of devotion and prayer. And we thank you so much that you are faithful, that you have been meeting us here each and every week, oh God, that you have been meeting us in our own personal and private devotion time and prayer time, and even the things that we've been seeking for you to do in our lives personally, oh God, and even on behalf of this nation as well, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even when we are faithless, Lord, that you are still true to who you are, that you are still faithful. We thank you that you are a good, good Father, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are merciful, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you grant us new mercies each and every day, oh God. Even when we don't deserve it, oh God, you still grant us new mercies. So we are so thankful for that, oh God. We are thankful for the fact that you have woken us up on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you still have a purpose for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you still have a plan for our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have a special way that you want to use us here on this earth, oh God, to be vessels for your kingdom, oh God, to be able to share your word, oh God, to be able to preach your word, oh God, to be able to share with others how good you've been to us, oh God, how you've brought us out of certain situations, oh God, how you've brought us through challenges, oh God, how you've done miracles and wonders and signs in our lives, oh God, how you've birthed miraculous testimonies in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done for us, oh God. We even thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that we even have the ability to share with others what you are doing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to share with other people who you are, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are our protector, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can plead Psalm 91 over our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are covered, that we are protected, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we know you as our healer, oh God. We know that you are able to heal, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will show up as Jehovah Rapha in our lives, oh God, in the lives of those around us, oh God, that you will show up as our healer for this nation, oh God, for this entire world, Father. You already know exactly what it is that we're going through, oh God. You already know that we are in a pandemic, oh God. You already know the desires of our hearts, oh God. You already know the things that we stand in need of, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that we have the ability to come boldly before you, oh God, to be able to speak our supplications and petitions and to pray for the things that we need, oh God, and knowing that you will answer those things, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that as we come before you, asking for you to show up as our healer, oh God, I ask, Father, that you will be with each and every person, oh God, that you will keep us safe, oh God, that you will keep us protected, that you will keep this virus away from us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for those who have been healed from this virus, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will be with those who are trying to recover, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will allow them to, oh God, that just as you have done for others, oh God, that you will do for them, oh God. I pray, Father, that your miraculous hand will be upon them, oh God, that even those who are in the hospital struggling for their lives, oh God, that you will be with them, Father, that you will be with the doctors and the nurses, oh God, that you will speak power, oh God, that they may even be able to speak power over the patients that they have, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you do as only you can do, oh God, that you will heal, Father, that you will set free, oh God, that you will deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you are just teaching us by your word who we are in Christ, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will help us to be devoted to you, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will help us to be rooted and planted in your word, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will help us to set aside time daily that we may be able to carve out to stay in your presence, oh God, that you may fill us up, oh God, that you will give us a fresh anointing, oh God, that you will set us on fire for you, oh God, that your word may truly burn within us, oh God, that we can't help but to speak it forth, oh God, that we can't help but to speak it over our lives, oh God, that we can't help but to proclaim and declare and decree the promises that your word declares, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. So I pray, Father, that you will continue to be with us as we go about this week, oh God. Help us to know, Father, that no matter what comes across our path, oh God, that you are still with us, oh God, that you are still divinely orchestrating things in our life, oh God, that no matter what it is that we face, oh God, that it's working out for us, oh God. So I pray, Father, that during this week, Lord, that you grant us favor, oh God, that you grant us peace, oh God, that you give us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God, that you will do just that, Father, that you will bless us, oh God, that you will keep us, oh God, that you will strengthen us, oh God, that you will help us to know that we are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. Help us to know that we don't have to do anything by our own might or power, but by your spirit, oh God. I pray, Lord, that anything that anyone is battling with, oh God, that they are able to hand it over to you, oh God, that they're able to cast all of their cares and their worries upon you, oh God, knowing that you are the one who cares for them, oh God. Help them to know that they can look up to you, oh God, to make every crooked path straight, oh God, to be their help, oh God, to be their shelter, oh God, to be their refuge, oh God. And we thank you for that, oh God. We ask right now that even in this moment, Lord, that you search our hearts, Father, and we just come before you confessing any sins that we have committed, oh God, things that we've said, oh God, things that we've done that have not been pleasing to you, oh God, whether it be things knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God, that there's nothing that we can ever do that you won't forgive. So we thank you, Lord. Help us to not condemn ourselves, oh God. Help us to choose righteousness, oh God. Help us to choose you over worldly things, oh God. Help us to choose you over worldly things, oh God. Help us to choose you over cultural things, oh God. What our culture may think is okay, oh God. Help us to know what your word says, oh God. And help us to stand on that and that alone, oh God. It may cause for us to be set apart, for us to be different, but you've called us to be set apart, oh God. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us to be bold, oh God, that you will help us to be an example, oh God, that you will help us to walk in your image, oh God, that you will help us to be imitators of Christ, oh God, that you will help us to know that there are people who are looking up to us, oh God, that there are people who are looking to us as an example, oh God, even if we don't know it, oh God, even if we may not know them personally, oh God. Help us to truly be images of you, oh God. Help us to truly be bold for you, oh God. Continue to be with us through this week, oh God. Provide for each and every one of our needs as only you can do, oh God. Show up as Jehovah Jireh, oh God, our provider, oh God. Be our sustainer, oh God. Be our supplier, oh God. Give us peace in all things, oh God. Any stresses that we may be experiencing, oh God, I pray, Father, that you will remove it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Any overwhelming spirits, oh God, I ask that you will remove it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Help us to truly feel your presence, oh God. Help us to truly feel at peace, oh God. Help us to truly know that we are blessed, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for the daily blessings, oh God. And I ask, Father, that you will help us to have experiences with you, that you will birth even new testimonies within us, even in the midst of the chaos and the pandemic that we're in, oh God. Many people are being blessed with new jobs, oh God. Many people are being blessed with new homes, oh God. In a pandemic where people are losing jobs, oh God, people are being blessed with them, oh God. So I pray, Father, that you will help us to all remain hopeful, oh God. The enemy wants to take our hope away from us, oh God. He wants to take our faith away from us, oh God. But help us to see how you are even blessing other people, oh God. And to know that as you are blessing them, oh God, that you are the same God who is more than able and capable of blessing us as well, oh God. That you are the one who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we may ever be able to ask, think, or imagine, oh God. So help us to stand strong in our faith, oh God. Help us to have unshakable faith, oh God, that no matter what goes on around us, oh God, that no matter what the government says, oh God, that no matter what our economy looks like, oh God, that we have you, oh God, that you are the one who has the final say so, oh God, that you are the one that we can seek for provision, oh God, that you are the one who provides the blessings, oh God. Help us to look to you and to you alone, oh God. Help us to seek you, oh God. Help us to seek you first, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to strengthen us and help us grow, oh God. Give us godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. We thank you for this time, oh God. We just speak blessings upon this week, oh God. Help us all to have great expectations for this week, oh God. That no matter what happens, oh God, that nothing's going to shake us, oh God. We're going to stand firm in who we are, oh God, and we're going to stand firm in whose we are, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you that we are a child of God. We pray, Father, that you will keep us protected from the enemy, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep us protected from whatever plots and schemes and strategies that he has against us, that he has against our families, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will bind and cast them out, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will destroy them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that just as your word says, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. Help us to know your word, oh God. Help us to meditate on your word, oh God. Help us to meditate on your word day and night, Father. So we thank you for this word. We thank you for this prayer, oh God. We just ask that you will continue to be with us and keep us and bless us and allow your angels to encamp all around us, oh God. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again. I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. I love you guys, and I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.